Good evening. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, that you have made it so that we can gather together Sundays and Wednesdays, or really any time we want. Because one thing you did, Father God, your Son set us free. He set us free from religious thinking. We are free, Father, and we are thankful, free to love you, free to serve you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I ask you to speak through me, Father God, to leave off what you want and help me to speak what you do want, Father God. And then, Father God, give your children listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father God. Illumine their hearts and minds to receive, Father, what the Spirit imparts. I'm just the messenger, but he imparts. Thank you so much, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me know, Deborah, when you're going to preach my entire sermon. I mean, give me a break. I'm sorry. Just give me a break. Okay, I want to give you about four scriptures, I think, to start off with. I just love scripture. It's powerful. Scripture is powerful. Psalms 24 and 1. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, you shall remember with profound respect the Lord your God, for it is he who has given you power to get wealth. Now, this scripture I'm going to give you right here, this was before the law given to Moses. This was before the law. Okay. Genesis 14:18. Melchizedek was a priest of the Most High God, and Abram gave him tithes of everything. That's the first 10% of any increase. The first 10% of any increase you get. Okay, that's what tithes is. Okay, then this was after the law, Leviticus 27:30. This was after the law. All the tithe of the land, whether the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Then this is, next match is really what I'm going to preach on. Okay. Malachi 3:10-11. We're very familiar with this. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. And everybody says, all the preachers say that means the church, your local church. Okay. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing till it overflows. Then I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And I'm going to come back to that. Y'all remind me. Okay. Okay, now. Some may say that was under the Old Testament. However, in Matthew 23:23, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, who gave you salvation and eternal life, said, woe upon you, Pharisees and other religious leaders, hypocrites, for you tithe down to the last mint leaf in your garden, but ignore the important things, justice, mercy, and faith. Then Jesus Christ goes on to say in the same scripture, yes, you should tithe, but should not leave the other things undone. That's also in Luke 18:12. That's good enough for me. If Jesus Christ said it, he's the head of the church. Okay, Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. We pay our tithes today by faith. If the people of God pay tithes before the law and after the law, should we who live by grace be doing any less when we have a better covenant because of the blood, the precious blood of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Better covenant. Okay. 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 This is just the way God set things up. You know, he's God. He's good at being God. He's just God. This is the way he set things up. And he likes to do it his way. And he wants us to do it his way. We are his children. Now remember, Malachi 3:10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. Now this is the message Bible. Bring your full tithe to the temple so that there will be ample provision in my house. I've heard many preachers say, you take care of God's house, he will take care of your house. I believe that. So now, there is a spiritual side and a natural side to the local church. In your own life, you have rent or mortgage. You have a power bill, a water bill, insurance on your car and your house and life insurance, and maintenance on everything. Well, guess what? So does the church. Pay, mortgage, power bill, water bill, insurance, maintenance. It does not just drop down from heaven, because remember, this is God's plan. He initiated it. Now, the combined tithes of a congregation provides the funds to support the church and support the outreaches of the church, and that's what God wants. That is what God wants. Okay, it's his way. He says we are partners with him in carrying out his will, his plans. It should bring great fulfillment and satisfaction to us, spiritually and emotionally, to be God's partner. Some of our church outreaches are Orphans Promise, CBN Water Wells. I'm going to stop here for a minute. I have seen on many documentaries them people that have just nasty water, but they go 2 or 3 miles just to get nasty water, put it on their head. I couldn't go a block. Okay. Probably if I can go a couple of feet. Okay. But praise God, and we have them in our name. Oasis Christian Center is on our name. You can go in the other foyer there, and you'll see that where we have sent them. Okay. And we also send Victor Mwangi, you know who he is. Okay. And we send to Israel. Hallelujah. Bless those who bless Israel. Now, we also send our CDs to Spirit Radio. Our CDs are broadcast all over the world. Hallelujah. So listen. You, with your tithes, are sending the gospel all over the world while you're just sitting in your little chairs. All over the world. God wants people saved, y'all. God wants them in heaven. He wants them in heaven. Okay. Listen. So listen to some of the responses we get from the Spirit Radio people who got it, our message. Okay. They love Pastor Rock. Okay. This lady says, okay, whatever. I receive your broadcast on Globestat, and you are always clear and strong in the word. Austin Beck, Dublin, Ireland. Okay. Another one. I have really learned from your broadcast, and I say thanks for bringing the word of God to me and my friends. Jose Vargas, Bolivia. Okay. Another one. We listen on the Globestat and are very pleased with the Christian messages you teach. We keep listening. And this is Antonio Carlos Suarez from Madrid, Spain. Okay, here is another one. My name is Jose Rodriguez. My family and I listen together and are lifted up and blessed in the Holy Ghost. Lima, Peru. Hallelujah. Okay, another one. I have listened to you for a few months. Your program is a blessing, and I have friends who listen too. They said thank you. Patricia Garcia from Buenos Aires, Argentina. I was really touched by your broadcast, and you lightened my load. Bless her heart. Domingo Haldego from Toulouse, France. Okay. And here's a country that really needs it. I didn't know it'd come from there. I have learned your voices, and I always look forward to hearing your messages. This is a special blessing from Carlos Estevez, Medellin, Colombia. You know that cartel, Medellin cartel? Okay. You thought I was going to get without getting one of those in. Okay. Here's another. My family are the only Christians we know here. Religion is not a big part of Russian life, and we are trying to reach out to others, but it is difficult. I know God will help prepare us to do this work, because he listens to us. Dmitry, okay, Moscow. There's so many letters that don't even have a vowel in them, I don't know. Okay, one more. Okay, two more. Here it is. Okay, Eduardo Vela listens. Okay, my family listens with me to you every week, and we grow with knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless you, Quinto, Ecuador. Okay, almost one. I thank God that there are still people who care in this world and are willing to reach out to the poor and lost souls. God bless you and keep up the good fight. This is from Laura Talley from Nassau, Bahamas. Praise God forevermore. Okay, this is United States. Okay. It is pure spiritual joy hearing you every week. My husband and I listen with rapt attention. Bless your work. Ann and Frank Keller from New York City. There's another one might need it. Okay. Sorry, folks. Okay, now, Matthew 6:21 says, Jesus said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Also, as my lovely friend Deborah said, it is a heart issue, but God wants your heart, and he'll get it. I've never known him to fail. So God says, honor him first. It shows God that your heart is not tied to your money. When you tithe, or if you are tithing for the first time, you could pray, and you can make your little video go back if you want to get this prayer. You could pray like this. Lord, I'm doing this by faith. I'm giving for the purpose of keeping this local church going, which is benefiting the gospel so that people can be saved. Thank you, God, for making it possible for me to be part of your work. I'm giving in faith and expecting to be abundantly blessed as your word says, overflowing, Malachi 3:10. Okay, now remember this. Jesus said, you only need a mustard seed worth of faith. People think you got to have volume. No, like this. And I'm telling you, before I have had something smaller than that, it was called one strand of a spider web. And I'm not kidding you. I have been to God with one strand, but that's all the faith I got. One strand. But he did miracles. I'm telling you, that's all he asks is for a mustard seed worth of faith. Okay. God said, when we tithe, he would rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Now listen to this. You will make ends meet and you won't know how. Things will come to totally unexpected sources. Perhaps you get an unexpected raise or overtime hours when nobody else gets them. Maybe your appliances won't break down. A dividend or an insurance policy you did not expect, getting these things. Okay, now I want to give you my testimony. I got a dividend checked from Covington Electric Co-op when I lived in Enterprise, But I was married in 1998, and I got the check in 2012. Don't tell me God don't know. God knows every inch of everything we've ever did in our entire lives. Got a dividend check, for crying out loud. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, another time I was a tither. Another time I needed $22 before I married Ish. I needed $22. Now I need a lot more. No. I needed $22 for my house payment. Okay. And I'm standing in the mirror putting my makeup on. I says, God, I just need $22, you know. And I'm not hurting. I heard this. And he said, why wouldn't I? Well, I didn't know anything else to do. I really didn't know anything else to do. But I knew the mail hadn't come by, so I could at least check the mail. And there was a check. You see, God already prepared ahead of time. The check was $35 over and above my $22. And it was from somebody I think I met one time in my life. God is good. God is good. Okay, I want to give another testimony. Okay, my father's name is Harvey J. Brockway. Okay. There was a little teeny advertisement about that big. Okay, in a newspaper in Michigan, where I'm from, and my sister-in-law seen it. It said Harvey J. Brockway dividend, and that's all, plus a phone number. Okay, well, she didn't want to bother with it, my sister-in-law, so she sent it to my sister. And my sister says, And so she called the number, and they told her what she needed and everything, because he'd been dead for years. Okay. It was an insurance policy from about 1930. My sister got back $614. You think God can't give it? I mean, God can give you anything any way he wants to give it to you. I'm telling you, I couldn't get over that little teeny thing in the paper. Made sure my sister-in-law seen it. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So when you tithe, it's going to be an adventure. I'm telling you, it is an adventure. It's exciting. God is exciting. We serve an exciting God. Okay. Now listen, I got a $92 refund from a gas company, an enterprise. I don't remember having a gas stove or a gas anything, but they gave me $92. I'll take that. Okay. So think about this. It doesn't cost to tithe, it pays, okay? God has thousands of ways to get blessings to you, and he rebukes the devourer. And I was mulling this over this morning, and I'm thinking to myself, he rebukes the devourer. And I don't know, I hope this comes out okay, but you know what? When mamas here, you better not mess with their children. You better not mess with their children. You want to talk about a lion? I mean, just look out, okay. So don't let me forget, Pastor, I was in rebukes, okay? Okay, so something comes against you, you know? He said he'd rebuke it, and he says, oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. He just gets right up. No, you don't. That's my child, and she's a tither. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, he's wild like that. Yeah. She says he's our daddy. I think he's a wild man. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So tithe in faith and trust God to do what he said he would do. God is totally good and totally faithful, and I'm almost done. Okay, Psalms 136:1 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. That is in there 26 times. God's trying to get a message to us, y'all. I mean, many times, I'm not kidding you, many times I've cried out for mercy. I'm not ashamed to do it. But he gives it to me every time. Mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm done. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246 Smith Station, Alabama, 36877. Phone 334-520-7538 or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.